is prepared, even though al pi halacha v'hu eda ra'a yada im lo yagid v'nasa avono. Right? We actually should have mentioned that yesterday, that in principle everybody should be obligated to report, but the notion of the drisha and the chakira is itself an iyum, it's a deterrent on the edim, and so our expectation is that their level of care is probably a little bit greater. So the question is, who do we paskin like? So there's a maimer of Rav, amir of Nachman, amir of alachter of Yehuda. Some of the Rav, amir of Nachman, amir halachter, meir destam l'tana kavasi, the kind of kol shasha mutter l'achol, machil, right? So the, up until the shas iser of the sixth hour, so Rabbi Meir lets a person consume the chametz and to benefit from the chametz. So the Gemara says, hi love stamahu, mishum dekashya mutter. So there's a kasha that will come up a little bit later when we discuss the Mishnah side based on the word mutter. So let me just give you the little background now and then we'll get further into it. So Rashi points out, Berakol Shah Makshina and Kosha Shaochal Machil Mi Baile Umutter, Mashma Kosha Mutter Adam Acher Lachol, that somebody else can eat it. Who that somebody else is, we'll see in a second. Machil Zeh Ha'aser Lachol. That means that the person who is aser to eat it, somebody's mutter to eat it, somebody's aser to eat it, can get hana'a from it by being machil to, let's say, to behemto. Midoch da dach kusha kimlik rabbi gamliel. V'achi kamar kol shasha mutter kohen lachol betruma, the fifth hour, because again, he doesn't want to be mafsa truma be'adayim, machil yisrael chulin behema. Alma stama lav kirib meirhi. So it sounds, if anything, like the stam is like a regamliel. So v'neva mar halachi rabbi gamliel, da havalei machriya. So we have this machlokis, and the kasav ashrishi is regamliel to be machriya between rabbi Yehuda and Reb Meir. So the various reasons that the Rishonim say that that's actually not the case. Ooh, I see somebody's waiting to get in. So one of them is that it would be a little bit strange for Reb Gamliel, who came well beforehand, to be Machria, Reb Meir, and Reb Yehuda. That would be like a little bit strange to try to say that he was somehow coming to be Machria, their Machlokas. Reb Hananel happens to point that out. So I'm like, Reb Gamliel, love Machria. Tam Danav Sheik Amar, he's not speaking in terms of the machlokas Reb Meir Reb Yehuda, he was developing his own idea. Like I said, principally motivated by the notion of Israel Hafsid Kachim Truma Biadayim. Rabbi Sema Rav Damer Ki Aitana Detani Arbasar Shechalios Beshabbos, famous case of Rav Pesach Shechalios Beshabbos, Mevarin Esakol Mevnei HaShabbos, Visarfin Trumos Tmeos Tulios Tahoros, again, seems like a major issue of Mafsid Truma Vekachim Biadayim, Visharim Minat Tahoros Mazan Shtei Sudos Kedei Lachol Ad Arba Shavos Dereb Lazer Ben Yehuda Ish Bartosa. So you just leave over the mazon shtei su'udos. You don't leave over anything more than that. It's a big kasha. Why don't we leave over shalosh su'udos, right? There's a din of shalosh su'udos on Shabbos, based on the Gemara in Masech the Shabbos. V'ichlu ha'yom, kikadosh ha'yom, l'shem ha'yom lo simtza'u basadeh. So Rashi says it's based on the principle of Erev Pesach, asur lechol min ha'mincha l'mala, the first Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim. That's a very fascinating answer, because the truth of the matter is that, you know, it would be possible to do it after Mincha Gedola. So the fact that Rashi thought that is quite interesting. The Rambam obviously would not have, saying that the second Suda should be before Chatzos, so it would be very easy for the Rambam to solve that problem. But anyway, you have Mazon Shtei Suda, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Hudas. Amr lo Tahoros, lo Yisraf, Hushami Yimsulo, and Ochlin. Maybe somebody's going to come along and eat it. So Amar Lahan, Kar Bikshu V'lo Matzu. They did all their due diligence, and there was nobody around who's going to be able to eat this truma. So Amar Lo, Shem Mechutz L'choma Lanu. So maybe there's somebody who's outside of the immediate area. So Amar Lahan, L'divreichem Av Tliyos Lo Yisrafu, Shem Yavu Aliyahu V'Tareg. Right, this is sort of going back to the mission of Ein L'Davar Sof. It's like, how far are you going to take this? So if you're going to say that about the truma Tahora, I'm not sure how compelling an argument this is, but you should say about the Truma Tliya as well, because if we're not sure what its status is, maybe Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and say, you know what, it's all Teku, Tishbi Yitaritz Kushev Suhavayu, so he's going to tell us that this Truma is really Tahor. So Amr Lahem, Kvar Muvtach Lan, the Yisrael Shein Eliyahu Ba'lo Ba'arvei Shabbosu, so Arvei Yavim Tomim, Mipnei Atoreach, the people are involved in getting ready for Shabbos and Yom Tov, so Eliyahu HaNavi can come. So Amr Lahu, So they pass in the halacha, like Rabbi Lazar ben Yehuda ish Bartosa, that he said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that you get rid of virtually everything before Shabbos, and then Shabbos you just have the mazon shtei suda. So I always like to say that this is a very confirmational of the Rambam's understanding of Yemos HaMashiach. Eliyahu HaNavi has the status of the mevaser. We know that Vivasur Lana Besoros Tovos Yeshuosu Nechamos is based on a pasuk in Malachi that before Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lachem Es Eliyahu HaNavi, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol VeHanoros. So the question is, why is it important for Mashiach to come? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask us, Tzi Pisa LeYeshua, what we're so excited about with Mashiach coming? So the truth of the matter is that the Rambam paskins Aliba Dishmolin Minalom Ezalim Mosa Mashiach HaShibud Malchios Bilbad. The answer is basically two words. The reason we should be excited about Mashiach coming is Talmud Torah, what we're doing right now, literally. The Rambam says the problem with the world as it is right now is we all have tremendous pressures of Parnasa, pressures of Shibud Malchios, and it's hard for a person to totally focus on the Laman Da'as Hashem, Kimalach Olaretz Da'as Hashem, Kamayim Layam Mechasim, okay, somebody wants to say hello. It's hard for us to all focus on what we need to focus on, which is really our Talmud Torah. So the most important thing is, of course, our learning. So that's why it wouldn't make sense for Eliyahu HaNavi to come if he was going to disrupt us from halachic practice. Eliyahu is not coming to bring us flying saucers. He's coming for us to be further ingrained in Torah and mitzvos. That's the whole point of Yemos HaMashiach. Don't take it from me. The Rambam says it beferish and Hilchos Tshuva and Hilchos Malachim as well, wherever he discusses the topic of Mashiach. He says, we have no Kabbalah, how things are going to play out. But if you want to know why we want Mashiach, we only want Mashiach now because we think it will enhance our Talmud Torah. That's why Reb Chaim became enraged. You were saying this to a different group earlier today. Reb Chaim became enraged when there was a pogrom and people lost their lives. And somebody came into the Beis Medrash and said, oh, if we only knew it was the Chavali Mashiach, it would all be, you know, okay. That would be our Nechama. And Reb Chaim said, what are you talking about? You don't understand anything. Why would it be the worth the loss of nefesh achas? It's an olam malay. So again, that's exactly what this gemara means, that Eliyahu is not going to come in a way that will be disrupted to shmir Torah mitzvos. So that's a very important thing. So again, the people who are going around in the fancy trucks, you know, we want Mashiach now. You have to wonder whether that's really a good use of time. Maybe they should be learning, and you know, experiencing what Mashiach is, you know, would have to offer. So you know, again, this is a very basic point, and this is based on this gemara. Okay, so we passed in the halacha, like Rabbi Lezer Batota, Bar Ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tosa, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so let's take a look. Gemara says, okay, so Amr Lozaz and Mishan Lachikav Halacha, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tosa, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. So my love of Hilu Lachol, okay, that we're even going to be able to see this. Amr of Papa, Mishmed Rabbi Lo Levoir, that you're allowed to be mivar all of this, what will become chametz. So after Risavar Lahadar of Nachman of Ravin Barada, Maisabad the Mechat Shevkid Diskaya Malaya Chametz, Eitzel Yochanan Chakuka, Unikavua Achbarim, Vaya Chametz Mevatzvitz Vyosid, the Chametz was pouring out, Uvalif Ne Rabbi Shah Rishon Amelohamtin. So he says, let's wait on it. Shni Amelohamtin, Shishas Amelohamtin, Revius Amelohamtin, Chamishis, okay, it's coming really close to the 6th hour, there's going to be Nisra Achilas and Nisra Hanoah. So Amr Lei, Tzei, Umochra B'shok. So my love, L'Nachrim, Ki Rabbi Yehuda, Paschal's like Rabbi Yehuda, so the only people who could possibly eat it at this stage are Nachrim, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Lo Yisrael, Ki Rabbi Meir. So Amr Lei, Abaye, Ili Yisrael, Nishkalei L'Nafshe. So if you really Paschal like Rabbi Meir, so why did he have to go sell it? He should just take it for himself. So the Gemara says, Mishum Chashada, that people will say that he's profiteering from his role as a rabbi. The Tanya Gabay Yitzdaki Shema Niyam L'Chalek, Partim la chayrimin, partim la atzman. Gabay tamchoy that was distributed every single day. Shem the maniim lechalik mochon la chayrim, vein mochon la atzman. Shem shenemar v'isem nikiim v'ashem v'yisrael. People are going to say that the gabay tzedaka are taking advantage and they're giving themselves a better deal. So where the rabbi used to like to say it this way, v'isem nikiim was based on the halacha that we're not balabatim over our own reputation. The halacha doesn't like to let us say that if people want to think badly of us, if they want to be choshed b'ksheirim, let them be choshed b'ksheirim. Your reputation is not yours, just like your body is not yours. You're not allowed to do chavala to yourself, you're not allowed to do chavala to your reputation. So Rabbi Yehuda apparently does paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosef, come on, Ozla, Shmait, said the Rabbi, even if there's depreciation, the standard rates of depreciation, you know, the Mishnayos and Hamafgid, which talk about per 180 units, depending on what species it is. So this is like a form of Hashavas Aveda. If the fruits are depreciating, So there's not going to be nothing left if all the fruits go rotten. So you're doing your friend a favor. The normal rates of depreciation of Yosef Michtei Chasronan, even the Chachanim are going to be Moda, Mochran Bebezdin, the Kol Shekin Hacha, the Hapsedi Lagamri. That if it's a situation where there's going to be nothing left, so of course you have to sell them. Even the Chachamim are going to be Moda in that situation. So Kavachomer, in our case, where it's not just a measure of depreciation, they're going to be worth nothing in an hour. They're going to become an Isser Hanoah, so you have to act on it. So Odomer Behuda Shtei Chalos, right? So that was the seeing that they had the two loaves of chametz, so we wanted to know exactly where they were. They had to be in a place that was visible, otherwise it wouldn't make any sense. So Tani Tana Kami Rav Yehuda Al Gabha Itzdaba Amalei V'Chilatz Nienu Tzarech. Nobody's going to see it. So Tani Al Gaga Itzdaba is on top of the colonnade. So Amarachban Rav Yehuda Harabai Stav Kafel Haya. There was a colonnade within a colonnade. Tani Nami Hachi Harabai Stav Kafel Haya. Rav Yehuda Omer Istivanes Haysanikres. Stav lifnim mi stav. So there was a colonnade again, not on top of, but within the other colonnade. Kind of like the machlokas we have in Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Those two deyas. So it's a ma'ara al gabi ma'ara, ma'ara lifnim mi ma'ara. So that's the way the Gemara is masik in the end. So they had to be psulos. Amay psulos. So Amar b'chanina mitoch shahiyah merubos nipsalos belina. That there was such a backlog because you can't bring the korban tod. It's like today with the kelmale before Tishrei. So the kelmale will go on 25 minutes. Or before Nisan, it's going to go on for 25 minutes. So there was such a backlog because you can't bring the korban tod. Obviously on Erev Pesach, you're not going to have the korban tod on all of Yantif because of the chametz. So on the 13th, there was such a backlog that there was no way anybody was going to finish the chalos tod. So Amar psulos, Amar b'chanina mitoch shahiyah merubos nipsalos belina netanya. Ain Vivian told the Bechak Hamatsune Chomit Shebab Shita, Miravada Brava Hacha, be a Daladaskin and Vikas Avim and Kach in the base of Psul, that there's halacha, that you're not allowed to bring a carbon, that you're not giving it its full time. That's what I mean by in Kach in the base of Psul, is that normally a Toda has a Yom Valaila, but here you'd only be allowed to eat it up until the 6 hours, so that's why the halacha is that there's no carbon Toda. What do? We don't say Mizmor Lasoda, because that was Nitkan for the carbon Toda, that's why we stand. When we say Mizmor Latoda, to remember that it's really a din in the avoda. Okay. In Mivin Toda, Bechag Amatz, Nechomitz, so Pshivik HaSavar, in Mivin Kachel, Beisapsu, Bechulei Alma, Bishloshar, Sar Maiselahu, Mitoch Shein Merubos. That was the last day. There was such a backlog, Nivsalos Belina. So Rashi points out that because all of the people were already coming in for Aliyah L'Regel, there were so many people who had to bring a Korban Toda, people who had been sick, a Cholesh and Isrape. Hopefully not too many chavush and beis asur and shayatsu. Hopefully there wasn't so much incarceration. But people who had been yardei hayam and holchei mitbaros, there was a backlog. They came and they couldn't offer the 14th. They offered on the 13th. So memelo there were extra chalos toda. Mipshur Rabbi Yanai Amru ksheros hayu velamai karlu psulos shelo nishchar alayim hazevach. So making an okimta is that the carbon toda, the actual shlamim, was never bought. V'nishchot, so why don't we shecht an animal now? Sh'avar az hevach, so it was lost. So nice hevach, acher v'nishchot, damer zo toda v'zo lachmok. The rabba, damer rabba, av v'lachem, maybe lachem acher, av the toda, and maybe toda l'chares, my time a lachem glal toda, that the ikar is the carbon behema, and that brings the lechem with it. V'ein toda glal lechem. The toda does not come on account of the lechem. So if you have lachme toda and the animal is lost for whatever reason, you don't go and find a different animal. Because again, the ikar, the thing that actually is makdish, the lachme toda with kedushas haguf, and not just kedushas damim, but that which actually consecrates the lachme toda is the animal itself. So if the Lach Meitoda are there, and the animal went missing, you don't go and find another animal. Okay. V'nifra kinu v'nav kinu l'chulim, so that's the obvious thing to do, but as only Kedusha as damim, so let's redeem it out. And why do we have to use it for these purposes? Alolam sh'nishchar alayam ha-zevach, so to make a different okimta, the animal was there, it was shechter v'nishbach adam, but there was a mistake in the avoda. And since there was a mistake in the avoda, so you can't really eat these lach meitoda. The only thing that would be a heter is this rikas adam. We know that this rikas adam is the heter for the achilas habasar of korbanos in general, and the achilas habasar of the toda is koveya for the lechem of the toda as well. Okay. So v'nishbach adam kemer min rabbi dam rabbi shnei dvarim hamatirin malin zebelose detanya kif seyatzer said mekachinus alechem ala bishchita ketzad. Shacht on the Shman, Vizark Dam on the Shman, Kidesh Halachem. You get it both right, the Shchit and the Zrika. Shacht on Shalishman, Vizark Dam on Shalishman. That's obvious, low Kidesh Halachem. You messed up both the Shchit and the Zrika. Shachtan lishman v'zarek daman shelo lishman. Lechem kadosh eno kadosh devei rabbi. So that's kedushas damim. It doesn't have kedushas agav. The interesting thing is you're not allowed to eat the lechem because it wasn't nitar through a proper shechita and zrika. The halacha is that stam kachem, if you didn't make an actual mesid, it's not a nevela, you're actually allowed to eat it. It's just shelo alu lebailim l'shem b'chova. So that's a fascinating din kachem. So this is a little bit of a collector's item that you can't eat the lechem kipsei atzeres the shtei halechem, but you're actually allowed to eat the animal, but it wasn't ola l'shem b'chova. Okay. So that's Shitas Rabbi. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer l'olam minu kadosh halacham al sheyishchol lishman v'yizrok dam lishman. You actually have to get both of them right. I feel the same, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, hacham ayeskin on kigon shen iskabel adam because v'nishbach. At least the shechita happened correctly, and they messed up the zrika because they fumbled the kabbalah sadam. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, savor like avua de amar kol ha'omid lizrok izarok dami. So he holds like his father that even if you didn't manage the zrika, but you did everything right up until that point, then it's considered kizarok, at least to his purposes, of the shtei halacha. Okay, so tani mishum Rav Elazar amru kisheros hayu, that what they put al gaba itzdaba was actually kisheros. Kol zman che munachos kol amochon, nitla achas mihen tolin, lo ochon lo sorfin, nilu shteyem yischilu kulan sorfin. So we have a different tradition in the name of Abba Shaul, shtei paros hayu charshos bahar ha-mishcha. So in Har HaZeitim, instead of having these two pieces of bread, out of the concern that we just read in terms of the kachim, kol zman sheshteim charshos kol ha'am ochlin, nitla achas mehen, you take the par away, tolin lochlin velo sarfin, nitlu shteim ischilu kol ha'am sarfin. So it's very fascinating. You know, the image of the lach meitoda, which is chametz, kind of makes sense in terms of, you know, charting your time as far as chametz goes. Paros charshos, so one of you guys will have to figure out the symbolism of why it's paros. But the Bali Atosos pick up on something else. They say, wait a second, it's Erev Pesach, and Choresh is an Av Malacha. So whatever happened to the idea of not doing Malacha on Erev Pesach? So the Bali Atosos quote from a Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi, Diyek Yerushalayim lo makom shenaku bo shel Elazar's Malacha. If this is possible, if somebody would give Eidos on such a matter, must mean that Yerushalayim was one of the places where they'd had a minhag where they did do Malacha Erev Pesach. Otherwise, how could the paros be charshos? Kilomar sevarahu linhog sham iser. There was a havamina that there'd be iser. Kevon shem miskabtin shamaf mikom b'shenagu ben iser. V'mishani niros kecharshos. So the Gemara answers there. They actually weren't involved in malacha, so we could still possibly be mekayim the notion that since Yerushalayim is a place where everybody was coming together, there's sort of an international city in that way. So that it would account for the minhag shelo lasos malacha of all of those mekomos shenagos. This is part of the notion of Yerushalayim, kir shechuba layachtav, that Yerushalayim always takes into account the needs of everybody, lo nischalka l'shvatim, that it really doesn't belong to any shevet. Everybody has a portion in Yerushalayim, so it should theoretically be able to account. That's the maskana of the Yerushalmi for the minhagim of those who come from places, mekomos, where they are nohiginisir malacha on Erev Pesach. So let's just do some quick chazara, some of the important klalim that we saw today. We talked a little bit about Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, one obviously has to get rid of the chametz, and your chametz al-asreif, you want to get rid of the chametz prior to Shabbos, but you need to have Shalosh Sudos, and you can't have matzah, right? Because you have the problem in terms of matzah Erev Pesach. So we say that you are meniach mazon shtei Sudos. So Rashi says, why not Shalosh Sudos? That's the din in Shabbos. So he was concerned about Suda min ha-mincha ulamala, that would be a problem. Arvei Pesachim, lo yochol adam kodem shetachshach. So that's the Rashi's approach. Again, there are ways around it by having the second Suda earlier, which is actually our practice. But that's the way that we understand. And we talked about the idea of being mafsid truma biyadam. If you're going to burn all the truma tahora, doesn't that present a problem? So the Gemara says, they tried to find somebody to give it to, but at that point there wasn't anybody else to give it to. So makom delo efsher. So the Gemara was elameyata to the person who was saying, you know, you have to look more. It is according to that view, it shouldn't only be the trumos tahoros, but the trumos tulios. They shouldn't be able to burn either. Who knows? Eliyahu Navi is going to come, and the Gemara's response is no. That's not a fair criticism because Eliyahu Navi can't possibly come in Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif to disrupt us from our natural. Halachic processes. The Eliyahu HaNavi is only going to come to enhance our halachic processes. He's not going to come to be disruptive in any which way. Okay, so be that as it may, it wasn't such a good question about about the tluyos, but we say that this case is not really considered mafsid kachim biyadayim. So then we started talking a little bit about this symbolism of the shtei chalos, were they tmeos, were they actually ksheros, two different opinions about that. The opinion that says that they actually were considered tmeos is they had been nifsal belina, because there was such a backlog of karbanos toda from the 13th, which is the last day of Nisan that you can offer the karban toda. You can't do it on the 14th because of the klal of Ein Mevi'in Kach and the Beis Apsul, because you wouldn't have a Yom Balayla because there would already be an Isra Chametz at Chatzos. So the 13th was the cutoff point, and therefore they were actually Psulelin. The other day in the Gemara is that they were Ksheros, and then there was a different tradition altogether that it wasn't Shtei Chalos, because we were looking to avoid using Kachim in that way altogether. It was actually the Paros HaCharsha, so the Balei Tosfos were concerned about that. What does that mean in terms of the Minhag of Makomo Shenagu Shalal Lasos Malacha Be'erev Pesach? And the conclusion that they drew, and based on the Yerushalmi, was that they actually weren't doing Malacha, but it was kind of for show. Niros Kecharsha. So again, I'm not exactly sure why it should be Paros. We can understand very well why Lach Metoda would be a very apropos image is one of the only karbanos that had any chametz, and you remove one of them, so you're partially removing the chametz. You remove both of them, the chametz has to be totally removed. That makes sense. In terms of paros chorshos, I don't have a very good sense of what the symbolism there will be, so that's a makom nizgad there for all of you guys to figure out why that would have been the tradition, to have them walking around the Har HaZeitim, why that's an appropriate image for Erev Pesach. Yeah, think about it, Parah Aduma was done in Har HaZeitim, Mizrach, Mehar HaBayis. We read that before Nisan, the importance of Tahara, but I'm not really sure in this case what exactly to make of that phenomenon. So just one last in Kachim that I wanted to get in. So we talked about, again, if there was no psul in the Shechita, like you didn't render it in Nevela, so if you you mess up with the issues of the Shema, when it comes to the behema, so it is kosher to eat. It just in olabaylun mashem chova, and that's one of the very unusual things about the lach metoda and the kivs and the shtei halachim, which rely on the kivsei atzeret. For them to have the full status of kachim, everything has to go right with the karban, because they're not primary; they're ancillary; they're secondary, and that's what we said. That if you have the lach metoda, and for whatever reason the animal is lost, shavad, whatever. So you don't bring another animal because the toda is primary, and the lechem only becomes kadosh b'kedusha sakuf in light of the actual animal. So that's what we said was lechem eino glal toda, toda glal lechem. It causes the bread to come and is in fact the mekadesh of the bread, b'kedushas haguf. Initially, it only has kedushas damim. It only has hekdesh in the monetary sense. Okay, so we'll hold it up here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue on with the discussion from the third Mishnah in the Masechta.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Okay, everybody have a wonderful night.
Have a good night.